This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh no, I like it creamy.
Whoa, Ben.
I see you went back and found that yogurt soundbite. Oh no, I like it creamy.
Give me, I've had it for an hour.
Don't know when we'll use it, but I just know that we will. I know that we will.
Oh no, I like it creamy.
What does that mean? Isn't all yogurt creamy?
In some ways.
What do you guys think about the fruit at the bottom of the cup?
And I said, I'm fine with it.
That's chunky. I want it creamy. I don't want actual fruit chunks. I want it blended and creamy. Oh, no, actually, I like it
really
creamy.
I like it custardy,
if you're really going to be honest with me, with a little kind of a Jell-O jiggle to my yogurt.
Thank you for that.
God.
What are you? Is there a brand? Because I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around.
I like Greek yogurt now. Growing up, it was always Yoplait custard style.
I remember getting that and was like, Dad, are we poor now? Why do we have the custard? Why do we
have cups? The? I like the little vanilla flavored little cup of custard style Yoplait yogurt.
Dad, do you remember when you used to buy the good one, like the mixed cherry one? We're buying custard now. Did you lose your job? Why am I eating custard-style yogurt?
Oh, no, I like it creamy.
That's how I felt when I was a kid.
Chill out in your backyard, grab an ice-cold beverage, listen to Padres baseball. You can stream Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr., or today Bob Scanlon, using the Odyssey app on 97.3 The Fan. Pregame show 12:10 today, 1:10 first pitch. Now, if you were listening last night, hopefully you were listening for the incorporator word that Woodsy gave Jesse on yesterday's appearance here on Ben and Woods, here on our 8 o'clock hour. You went with Wine Bibber. I thought it was genius. Jesse seemed nonplussed. Should also be a good incorporator word.
Yeah.
He'd kill that one as well. He said, now that one's going to be easy. And he developed a plan, but then threw it out the window, according to Paul. And in a moment of opportunity, fairly early in the game yesterday, seized on it. And with Bob just happily oblivious of what was going on, snuck in the incorporator word.
Now Vogel back 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Runner on second, two outs. In the top of the third, Brewers have a 1-0 lead. Stocky left-handed batter waits. Paddock a look back at second. And the pitch to Vogelback swung on and missed. Started him off with a curveball, 0-1.
You want this guy on your beer league softball team, don't you, Jesse?
Call yourselves the Brewers. It works. Beer makers, wine bibbers, whatever you like. Vogelback waiting in that left-handed box. 0-1 from Chris Paddock.
Not a peep from Bob Scanlon. It was that seamlessly integrated into the broadcast. Not a peep from Bob there.
He's so slick. And again, he had a whole different plan. His plan got changed. He saw his opening. Again, Jesse reads the pitch right out of the hand. Has really good recognition and always gets barrel on it every single time. Never hits a little dribbler, does he? Always hits at least a double in the gap.
Before we get to the Boomer Bulletin, I threw out the phone lines. I want to take some calls. Let's do it. 833-288-0973. At least get one in here. Alex calling in this morning on Ben and Woods. Hello, Alex.
Hello, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, so I was listening to you guys about Jace Tingler and how he's leading or not so about this team. And really, I must say that a team usually is a reflection on its leadership. And if your leadership, a.k.a. manager or coaches, lead you down the correct path, players buy in. But if not, then no matter how good they will, you know, no matter how good they are, they will perform or they will not perform, depending on the leadership.
All right, answer me this, Alex. Why same manager? Why have the pitchers performed so well, but the hitters have not? It's the same manager, same guy in the clubhouse. You know, 26 guys on the roster. Half of them are performing really, really well, and I'd say less than half are not.
Well, guys, I feel maybe he lost control of the hitters. We could go back to 2020, back in August, when Fernando Tatis hit that grand slam, and there was no support. And, that still lingers in some guys' heads every now and then, and you never know what's going through a guy's head. But when you do that, and that's your, that's your first year as manager or leadership in any kind, people still have that in the back of their head. So,
well, and so, I, so
you know,
we,
and,
we
and,
talked
and by
to
the way,
Jason about
Jason was
it.
Criticized for that.
Oh, he got killed. We killed him.
And he actually kind of admitted his mistake.
Because I screwed up.
It also was the moment that sparked the Padres on a huge run last year.
Massive.
So it's hard to go back now and say that, well, that's the moment he lost the team.
Because I don't think...
When it clearly wasn't last season.
I don't think Tatis is in the clubhouse going, can't believe you didn't have my back last year. You know, I think it's done.
I'm going to swing and miss at these pitches.
Watch this. I know this pitch is nowhere near me, but... Ah!
I just think that, well, you know what? It does bring up a point, though. What Alex did mention, remember last September, you know, a lot of guys don't hit better until later in the year and later in the summer. We didn't have that last year. There was no April and May and, you know, the early spring and the cold nights to get through. They went right to summer and they started hitting. A lot of teams do struggle in the first few weeks of the season offensively. Maybe we're just had forgotten about that. And that's what the Padres are going through right now. And, you know, when we get to June and July and August, they'll look like the team from last year offensively. Just right now, they don't. There's a lot of factors at play here, and we don't know which one is really the one that is leading to the struggles of the plate right now. And we won't for at least probably several more weeks until things play out a little bit more.
You do... if this team had a few more hits fall in, if Tommy Pham gets that ball to fall in against the Dodgers the other night, if Will Myers gets that double to fall last night, driving in two runs, you're back in that game, you get a little energy. I'm not a fan so much anymore of a good team is reflective of its leadership. I'm just not. We have a great manager, doesn't change my focus and approach every day to my job. It just doesn't. Jace Tingler's not swinging the bat for these guys. Now, he's getting them ready and putting them in the best position to succeed. I'll be honest with you. I think he's still looking, Ben, for the right combination. Where should Profar hit? God, he's making good contact, but man, he works a good AB. I really feel like they're looking for the right solution, and I feel like once they get closer to it, they'll start winning more ball games. But again, you got to remember, man, guys getting banged up. A guy from Korea that's never, you know, he's trying to find his footing here in the big leagues as well. None of us really knew Fernando Tatis Jr. was going to be batting .112. All these things, Campisano, Nola being out, all of these factor in. I'm not so fast to fire a manager. I feel like it's on the players. They got to hit with runners in scoring position. They just have to.
Alex called. You can, too. 833-288-0973. We'll take some more phone calls. First, though, let's get today's Boomer Bulletin here from Woodsy on pitchers hitting in the National League.
Days like yesterday were made for the Boomer Bulletin. Yesterday, the National League hosted six games, not including the Diamondbacks game against the Reds, which was suspended in the eighth, will be resumed today. In those six games, 10 pitchers had at least one at-bat. The Giants avoided at-bats completely through a series of double switches, and Jake Arrieta of the Cubs drew a walk. The 10 pitchers combined to go 0-17. With 9 strikeouts and 14 runners left on base, you want to talk about strategy? There it is.
Oof. Now, Corbin Burnes did reach on an error that led to 4 runs.
Right,
against the Padres.
Still an 0-1.
But that is 0-17, huh?
Yeah. For the year, we trudge on with the pitchers batting .101.
Oh, we are almost below the magic 100 mark.
101.
Another bad day. We could hit 099.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out tomorrow.
I bet you we're below 100 tomorrow.
We will find out tomorrow. Well, hopefully, Denelson Lamet
stares at three pitches and lets them go by.
Two for two with maybe a double and a three-run homer today.
You're a sadist if you want to see Lamet legging out a double.
Of all people.
A leg injury.
Yeah. Well, just shred your quad in the process. Yeah, he's got his elbow healthy. He's out for 2 weeks with a strained calf.
All right, we'll come back. More of your phone calls, 833-288-0973. Going to 9 o'clock. Coach John Quintero in early today for Day Baseball on 97.3 The Fan.